Chapter 1. The Maori. The early Maori were gardeners and farmers. They brought plants and animals with them from Polynesia in their waka. Some of the plants did not like New Zealand's colder weather. The Maori began to kill the birds for food. One of these was the moa bird, which was almost 3 meters high. There are no moa birds alive today. People say the Maori killed them all. They liked to cook food in ovens under the earth, called hangi. It takes a long time to cook meat and vegetables in a hangi. The Maori believed in gods and told stories about these gods' lives. Stories have always been very important for the Maori people. Their stories explain the beginning of the world. The Maori always sang or spoke these stories. Over the years, people told these same stories to their children, and their children told them to their children. We call this an oral culture.
Fact. When Europeans arrived in New Zealand, fighting an illness killed a lot of Maori, until there were only 42,113 of them in the country. Today, there are over 600,000.
Maori art. The Maori are famous for their wood carving. When they arrived in New Zealand, they found large trees everywhere. They used stone or bone tools to carve the wood from these trees. The Maori carved pictures on most things they used. Like Maori songs, the carvings tell Maori stories. The Maori built beautiful meeting houses called wharenui, and these are full of carvings. The most famous of these is in the Te Papa Tongarewa National Museum in Wellington. The Maori are also famous for the art they put on their faces. They often painted their faces with pictures or tattoos called moko. Women had tattoos on their lips, chin, and sometimes arms. Men had tattoos all over their faces. Some Maori people have these tattoos today. When you get a tattoo, it hurts a lot. A woman's lip and chin tattoo can take 6 hours. The Maori wore grass skirts called pupu. The women also wore colorful tops called puri. They were often red, black, and white. Maori women made these clothes using weaving. On Rotorua, on the North Island, you can visit Te Puia, which is the New Zealand Maori Arts and Crafts Institute. Here you can see how the Maori lived. You can also watch young Maori people at the carving school. 12 students study at the carving school for 3 years to learn how to carve. Other young students learn how to weave.
How Mataora learned to do tattoos. Mataora, a young Maori man, fell in love with Niwareka. Niwareka lived in the underworld, a place under the earth, but she agreed to come up above the earth to live with Mataora. But Mataora wasn't always very nice to Niwareka, and she became unhappy. She decided to go back under the earth to be with her father. Mataora felt bad without Niwareka. He loved her and wanted her to come back. So he decided to go to the underworld to speak to her. Mataora painted his face to look good. But as he went under the earth, the paint came off. When he arrived in the underworld and found a Niwareka, Mataora knew he didn't look good at all. But he spoke to her anyway. He told her he was very sorry and that he loved her. Niwareka listened to him. She loved him too, so she agreed to return with him. Before they left, Niwareka's father tattooed Mataora's face. Then he showed him how to do tattoos for other people. When he was home, all Mataora's friends liked his tattoos and wanted to have them too.